making friends here at the rodeo, here with my good pal, PFC Basenberg, and his lovely wife. You know, riding the crazy coaster. Well, wide receiver Cecil Shorts III, hard at work this offseason, trying to get better for 2016. Check it out.
Cecil Shorts joining us in the Hyundai Texans radio studio. How would you sum up this season for the team? I know it was a disappointment to not win in the postseason, right, but winning the division championship, all of that, right, how would you sum it up, Cecil?
I feel like it was a very good season. We dealt with some adversity in the beginning of the year. Started off kind of rough, not the way we wanted to start, but we ended up playing well and playing well enough to win the division and get into the playoffs. And like you said, it's not where we want to end up. Of course, we want to win a postseason game. We want to go as far as you can. But, you know, this is like a good stepping stone of where we're trying to go to.
Cecil, what was the turning point, whether it was during practice or off the field or what? But what really kind of clicked for you guys as you headed into that Tennessee game where it really kind of turned around?
You know, Tennessee is right before the bye, I believe.
Right.
And we knew we were better than what we have shown. You know, I think we just played Miami and didn't play too well. And then, you know, we had Atlanta showing that didn't come out too well. So going into the bye, we're like, you know what? If we just come out here and play like we know we can play, we have the talent. Let's go out there and play like we know we can play, we'll be fine. And, you know, since that Tennessee game and then the bye week and then beating Cincinnati kind of started rolling from there, I think that's a credit to the coaching staff, man, O'Brien and the rest of the staff doing a great job of just keeping us focused and keeping us believing in ourselves, because it can definitely go the opposite way. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So that's a great job to them. And, you know, we bought in on what he was saying. And that's credit to the leaders on this team doing a good job of keeping us focused. And because once we got rolling, we did pretty well.
At what point in the season did you feel like you were kind of up to speed and you were no longer the new guy? Did you feel like you got there sooner rather than later, having had the experience that you had in the league? Or are you still getting there?
I guess I kind of felt it early on. You know what I mean? The guys were real welcoming coming in. You know, you had guys like J.J., Kareem, just guys that have been here a while. J.J. just kind of welcomed you in. And even, you know, Hopkins. Me and Nate kind of like come around a little bit because we were kind of new guys. But everybody just welcomed us in really well. And I think it's kind of the family atmosphere that we have. This in the building, too. Everybody in the building is so nice. They always speak. So it was kind of an easy transition coming into here.
What about learning everything as far as learning the playbook and getting familiar with the way they run
things? I'm still learning the playbook.
It's a different language, right?
It's a whole different language with this offense. You know, we kind of have a new playbook each week. So it's tough just to stay on. You really have to study. You have to study night in and night out because we're putting in stuff, taking out stuff, putting in more stuff. All right, we don't like that. We didn't practice well that way. Let's do this. So it's just tough. Just really learning a whole new offense because one of my previous years, I mean, I had 3 coordinators in 4 years, something like that. So it was just different than what I'm used to. But it was good, man. I like the offense that we're in. And I think we're going to build from the success we had this year and have even more success next year and years to come.
Cecil Shorts with us. What's the highlight of the year for you? What will you remember the most? I mean, individually, you threw a touchdown pass. That's pretty cool. But overall?
I think just getting, for me, I never had a winning season. So this is my first year of winning season. We got to experience the playoffs in the same year. Like, that atmosphere was unreal. It's all over television. It's all over this. You go anywhere to eat. Oh, we're excited for the playoffs. It's this and that. The whole city was just in tune to what's going on. And then when the game started, just all the fans with the white tiles going crazy. So that atmosphere was unreal. It was unreal. And it makes you want it even more. You know what I mean? You got a taste of it. Now you just want to get back and get even further.